You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome back to The Wire, Text In Your Thoughts 5395. The World Indigenous Suicide Prevention Conference is taking place in New York later this month, hosted by the Seneca Nation. The conference was started by Ngāti Pikiao in 2016 and invites community organizations, advocates, and leaders to come together to discuss the challenges and solutions of suicide prevention for Indigenous communities. I spoke to Kwak Pirihi, Ngāti Whātua o Kaipara Ngāpuhi Ngāti Wai, founder of Mana Anif Waniwa, about why they're fundraising to go to the conference. Can you start by talking a bit about what the World Suicide Prevention Conference is?
So the world, there's two conferences that happen. There's the World Suicide Prevention Conference, and then there's the World Indigenous Suicide Prevention Conference, and the latter is the one that we're going to. And this year it's been hosted by the Seneca Nation over in New York and Niagara Falls. But it actually started here in Aotearoa, hosted in Rotorua by Ngāti Pikiao in 2016. So it's a relatively young conference, but it invites world leaders, community organisation advocates, and Indigenous suicide prevention communities to come together, discuss challenges, discuss changes in pedagogy, discuss best practice or good practice, whatever that looks like. That's what we're going to go off to.
And what are the topics that you expect to be discussed there?
I imagine suicide prevention would probably be on the cards.
Probably, yep.
What I'm really excited to discuss is the impact suicide has on queer communities, queer and Indigenous queer communities, especially back home in Aotearoa, the role suicide has within our Pukatapu communities has been really devastating, really impacting. When we look at suicide statistics from Indigenous communities all over the world, it's often Indigenous queer people that are ranking among the highest of victims, among the highest of people who have died by suicide. And so opening conversations about how we engage Indigenous queer communities that sometimes aren't connected to their indigeneity. We look back in Aotearoa where we see the impacts of colonisation can sometimes mean that our queer Māori aren't able to be both because their iwi, their hapu, their marae or whatever is bound with religion or is bound with the faith. And so coming up with creative ways to engage our queer community to prevent suicide will be really, really challenging. And there are a lot of communities already doing that with things like climate action, with things like digital equity, with things like learning their language. And so I'm really optimistic that we're going to have some really exciting initiatives happening all over the world.
Are these suicide prevention challenges that are faced by Māori in Aotearoa similar to the challenges faced by Indigenous communities in other places? Or is that what you're hoping to learn more about?
I'm keen to gain more clarity on what the shared, I suppose, factors are for contributing factors for suicide around the world, especially for our Indigenous communities. I think a lot of us share similar problems, similar challenges, but they impact our communities in totally different ways. And I don't think, although all of our connections, all of our challenges and liberations are connected, I'm really keen to explore what that looks like in a suicide prevention or suicide post-prevention context.
And are you hoping to take back your learnings from the conference to support your kaupapa here?
Absolutely. So myself and Berea, who is the lovely Nehi Māori, Māori nurse that I'm going with, and Māori activist, will be coming back to deliver a wānanga to our community, probably down here in Pōneke, about our learnings and challenges. And we're hoping to use that mātauranga that we learned to inform the work that Mana Āniwaniwa does, which is my kaupapa, dedicated to Takatāpui and Rainbow Māori liberation. So absolutely, we'll be bringing it back, all with consent, all with meeting people both at the conference, but going on a little tipi haere afterwards and meeting with community leaders and community organisations in the Turtle Island, so-called Canada region, as well as in New York, where we're staying.
Do you know who the community groups and community leaders you'll be meeting with are yet?
I have a spreadsheet filled with like 40 different organisations that we've emailed. I was up last night until like 2 a.m. sending emails. So I'd love to drop you the people that have said yes, but my inbox is currently filled with replies that I actually need to go and look at. But it's just a huge variation of queer organisations, suicide prevention organisations. There's a lot of Indigenous youth collectives and initiatives that are happening, especially in Toronto and Montreal. But we obviously recognise the intersectionality that suicide prevention has and the holistic approach that Indigenous communities are taking, like I said before, things like digital equity or learning our language or engaging in climate action are all really positive preventative factors for suicide. And so we don't have a clear, structure or format of the types of organisations we're wanting to meet, but we just want to be indulged in whatever comes our way and just let the wider guide us a little bit in our travels.
And you were fundraising to be able to go. Have you raised enough, or how can people still tautoko this mahi?
So I think we've raised enough. I think with all the media articles that we're really grateful to have, we've ended up raising enough with the support of our communities. If people are wanting to tautoko, I think the best way would be to just follow our journey on Mana Ani Waniwa on my Instagram at Kwek Pirihi. And there you'll be able to follow our travels, you'll be able to see our learning, see what type of organisations we meet. It's going to be a bit challenging because obviously the suicide prevention space is a little, we've got to communicate our travels a bit differently and a bit more sensitively as opposed to just the everyday wānanga. But yeah, there will definitely still be things to learn and still be things to share whilst we're on the travel.
That was Kwek Pirihi on why they're going to the World Indigenous Suicide Prevention Conference. You can tautoko their mahi on their Instagrams at Kwek Pirihi and at Mana Aniwaniwa.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.